This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Monday, March 2nd, 2020. Republican mega donor buys stake in Twitter and seeks to oust CEO Jack Dorsey. According to The Guardian, a major Republican donor has purchased a stake in Twitter and is reportedly seeking to oust its chief executive officer, Jack Dorsey. Bloomberg News first reported that Elliott Management has taken a sizable stake and plans to push for changes at the social media company, including replacing Dorsey. Paul Singer, the billionaire founder of Elliott Management, is a Republican mega donor who opposed Trump, believe it or not, during the real estate magnate's run for the presidential nomination, but has since come on Trump's side. Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, is also chief executive of Square, an online payment company. In November, he announced a plan to live and work in Africa for part of each year, which is odd. It was reported that those moves were motivations for Singer's desire to push Dorsey out. Other stakeholders have voiced concern about Dorsey's leadership, and Twitter has seen its share price struggle, although it did recently report quarterly revenue of above $1 billion for the first time, which is pretty impressive. Twitter struggled financially to hit goals and targets for a while, but getting above $1 billion is a pretty impressive hurdle to climb. News of the Elliott stake saw Twitter's share price rise on Friday during general market slides in the midst of the coronavirus. Elliott Management is an active investor, which means it regularly pushes for change in companies in which it buys shares. Singer has even taken on whole countries, which is pretty interesting. In 2016, after relentless campaign, he secured a partial repayment of debts by Argentina, a rise from the financial collapse in the early 2000s. I'm not sure if Singer is a Christian or not, but we have talked on the show in the past that Christians really do need to be thinking strategically and thinking big about taking dominion in the public square. I do like this move by Singer. Twitter, next to Facebook, of course, is one of the biggest social media platforms. If, you know, just think of you own Twitter. Just think of as a Christian, if you own Twitter, if I own Twitter, just for fun, I would require every tweet to have a Bible verse referenced to the attached tweet and maybe just actually automate it for everybody. So when they tweet out something, there's actually a Bible reference connected to it, to their own tweet. Just a thought. House GOP to attempt procedural vote to condemn Sanders' praise of Fidel Castro. According to Fox News, House Republicans reportedly plan to attempt a procedural vote Thursday on legislation condemning Senator Bernie Sanders' recent praise of late Cuban dictator Fidel Castro's 1960s literacy campaign. Sanders lauded Castro's literacy brigade on 60 Minutes on Sunday and said that although he's very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad, you know, kind of like what Planned Parenthood, helps with mammograms kind of thing. Senator Sanders goes on to say, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it? Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, Republican from Florida, the chief sponsor of the proposal, is a Cuban-American whose family fled Castro's regime. His aunt was also Castro's first wife, according to Politico. Wow. The vote could complicate reelection efforts for vulnerable Democrats in tight House races, especially for those concerned having Sanders at the top of the ticket could cost them their seat in November. There's a lot of news and a lot of conversations going on right now about if Sanders wins the nomination, how hard it's going to be to elect some of these local races, get some Democrats elected in some of these local and state races. And so I really think this is a shrewd move by Republicans because this will put a lot of pressure on all sorts of Democrats to actually condemn Bernie Sanders and his sympathies towards communist countries. A number of the House Democrats are up for re-election this coming November, as I just mentioned. And so if they vote against this procedural vote, then it could really hurt their re-election chances. There is going to be a lot of pressure in the state and local elections for Democrats to distance themselves from socialism. And I think we should make sure that we hold our local politicians' feet to the fire. Every chance you get in these upcoming local elections and state elections, ask your local Democrats who are running for office to you know, to explain to you how has socialism destroyed other countries. Make them answer that question. How has socialism destroyed other countries? Don't ask them, are you supporting Bernie Sanders as a socialist, that kind of thing. Actually remind the audience, make the Democrat people running for local office, ask them, how has socialism destroyed other countries? I think that's a good question to be pushing. U.S. Taliban sign historic peace deal. According to Discern.com, the United States and the Taliban militants signed a historic peace treaty on Saturday, a major step toward ending the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is America's actual longest war. The treaty lays out a timetable for withdrawal of the roughly 13,000 troops still stationed in the country, contingent on the Taliban's completion of commitments, including breaking ties with international terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda. The deal calls for the number of U.S. troops to be reduced to 8,600 within 135 days, with the goal of complete withdrawal in 14 months. Secretary Mike Pompeo said, "We will closely watch the Taliban compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions. This is how we will ensure the Afghanistan never again serves as a base for international terrorists." The U.S. originally invaded Afghanistan in aftermath of September 11th, if you guys remember that. So think about this. 18 years, $2 trillion, and 3,500 lives. This is very sad. Now, I do think we should have responded. I do think we were just in responding and going to war with Afghanistan. And I have no problem with some of those calculations in that decision. But our leaders in all this still are going to have a lot to answer to God for in all this. And I'm not talking about our politicians. And of course, they'll answer to God for sure. I'm talking about pastors who refuse to preach the full word of God to the public square. And we have no pastoral or prophetic voice. And so politicians just continue to do what they're doing. Turning wars into 18-year wars, turning wars into $2 trillion wars, they make these decisions without any resistance from the pastors and prophets of our time, because we have very little. Gender-neutral plan for toys would get rid of boys and girls aisles in the California stores. According to the Sacramento Bee, and this is not the Babylon Bee, this is the Sacramento Bee, California department stores that sell children's products, such as toys and clothes, would prohibit from segregating them by gender under a bill now being considered by lawmakers. Another bill, Assembly Bill 2826, by Assemblyman, I guess we can call him Assemblyman, Evan Lowe, he's a Democrat, of course, would apply to all retail department stores with 500 or more employees. I guess you have to put a cap on, 500 or more employees. The bill would do away with so-called boys' aisles and girls' aisles by requiring that children's products be offered in a single gender-neutral section, according to Lowe's office. If passed into law, the bill would apply to children's clothing, toys, childcare items, regardless of whether a particular item has traditionally been marked for either girls or boys, according to the bill's language. That is actual language from the bill. California is going insane. If you guys have not followed California over the last 20 years, their government has no standards, no sense of boundaries. They just simply do not know what they're doing. But here's the linchpin in all this. Here's the connection in all this. The farther away you get from God's law, the more legalistic your laws become. Don't ever, whenever someone says that Christianity is legalistic, all you have to do is bring up California. California will ban anything. Straws, plastic bags, now possibly boys and girls aisles, abortion. Oops, that was a slip of the tongue there. But they will ban anything. I mean, talk about legalism. Talk about you can't even use bendy plastic straws. You can't even buy bendy plastic straws in restaurants. Here it is. Either we serve God and obey His laws, and we think His laws are good and righteous and holy and just and good for us, or we serve man and legislate ourselves into slavery. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. You can find all our shows on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at fightlaughfeast.com. We can't grow without club members, so please consider joining our club. Just basically 3 Starbucks cups of coffee a month, which you can do. You can get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, discounts to our annual conference, and access to all sorts of content we have behind our firewall, including masterclasses on parenting, Christian business principles, God and government, Gary DeMar's No Limits Eschatology, Pastor Wilson, Vody Bakum, Tom Askell, all sorts of great stuff coming. We also hope to meet you at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com to register. We hope to see you in Nashville. Get some barbecue with us. Have a great day. Lord bless.